Welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Juxtapositions. I will play the same song, one version by Bix Beiderbecke and the other version by Louis Armstrong. I'm going to play the recordings in a reverse chronological order. I will start with one of Bix's recordings with Hoggy Carmichael, one of the last recordings that Bix made. This will be Bessie Couldn't Help It. This was recorded by Hoggy Carmichael and his orchestra on September 15, 1930, with Hoggy Carmichael on vocal and directing, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Ray Ludwig on trumpet, Jack Teagarden and Boy Scullin on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Min Liebruck on bass sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Irving Brodsky on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Gene Krupa on drums. This will be take one of Bessie Couldn't Help It. Bye. I will follow that with an earlier recording of the same song. This is from February 1st, 1930, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. There is a vocal by Louis Armstrong, and of course he also plays cornet. Otis Johnson and Harry Allen on a trumpet, J.C. Higginbottom on trombone, Charlie Holmes and William Blue on clarinet or alto sax, Teddy Hill on tenor sax, Louis Russell on piano, Will Johnson on guitar, Pops Foster on string bass, Paul Barberin on drums. And the vocal is by Louis Armstrong. So let's compare then the two versions of Bessie Couldn't Help It, both from 1930, first Hoggy Carmichael and his orchestra, and then Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. Thank you.
best good and happiest any more than you could or like could. Best good and happiest, though she's trying to be good, oh so good. She's pretty as the heavens above. Oh boy, how that girl could love. I bet she had affection, and that was simply wonderful. That's couldn't help it any more than you could, or I could. But when she'd smile, you were bound to fall, that's all. A boy kissed Bessie in a taxi one night. Why did she yell with delight? Bess couldn't help it any more than you could, or I could.
Best couldn't help it any more than you could, or I could, but no.
That is not a great song, and what is perhaps more surprising is that with the amount of talent among the musicians that played in both recordings, the interpretations are really not that great. I will continue with the juxtapositions by playing now Rocking Chair. First, I will play the version by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra, recorded on May 21st, 1930, with Hoagy and Irving Brodsky taking the vocal. Hoagy also is directing, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Barbara Miley on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet or alto sax, Bud Freeman on tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Irving Brodsky on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Harry Goodman on brass bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. By the way, I wanted to read what Randy Sankey says about Bessie Couldn't Help It in his booklet entitled Observing a Genius at Work. And here is what he says. Bix makes a brief and somewhat unsteady appearance on Bessie Couldn't Help It. He plays an 8-bar intro and another 8 bars at the end, and then it's over. Bix had recorded his last musical utterance. As a matter of fact, the take that I played was take one, so his last musical utterance was in fact in the next take, take two, which I did not play. Well, getting back now to Rocking Chair, this is now the version by Louis Armstrong and his orchestra, recorded on December 13, 1929, with Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Otis Johnson and Henry Allen on trumpet, Jesse Higginbotham on trombone, Albert Nicholas, Charlie Holmes on clarinet and alto sax, Teddy Hill on tenor sax, Louis Russell on piano, Will Johnson on guitar, Pops Buster on string bass, and Paul Barberin on drums. This is a composition by Hoagy Carmichael, and in fact, the vocal is taken by both Louis Armstrong and Hoagy Carmichael. So then, let's listen to two recordings of Rocking Chair, one from 1929, the one by Armstrong, and before that, the one by Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra from 1930. Listen to the first few bars of the Carmichael's version and tell me if they don't sound a bit like the Mound City Blue Blowers. The other thing that's of interest in this recording is that following Bix's solo, Bob Miley takes up his growling trumpet again, and behind him, if you listen carefully, you can hear Bix on his cornet doing some growling himself. So let's listen then to Rocking Chair.
Gin, son. Go tan your hide now. I can't get from this cabin.
You ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere. just set me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. You remember Aunt Harriet?
Mm-hmm. How long haven't she been, Pappy?
Send me a sweet chariot for the end of the troubles I've seen.
You see them, Pappy, I won't let a rocking chair get you.
Judgment Day, yes, son, I'm chained. Chained to my rocking chair.
Paul Whiteman recording of I'm Coming Virginia with Red Nichols taking a very beautiful cornet solo was brought up in the vixography form, so I thought I would play that recording. It was recorded on April 29, 1927, and I'm not going to give the complete composition of the band. Simply say that Red Nichols takes a solo, so does Jimmy Dorsey on alto sax and clarinet. There is Eddie Lang on guitar. Very nice vocal by the great Bing Crosby. This is an arrangement by Bill Challis. I'm going to follow that with a recording by Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra from August 15, 1933. This is I'm Satisfied. And you tell me if that doesn't sound like a copy of I'm Coming Virginia. The famous orchestra includes here Ellington on piano and arrangement and directing. He has Arthur Wetzel and Freddie Jenkins, as well as Cootie Williams on trumpet, Joe Nanton and Lawrence Brown on trombone, Juan Tizol on valve trombone, Johnny Hodges on clarinet or soprano sax or alto sax, Harry Carney on clarinet, alto sax or baritone sax, Otto Hardwick on clarinet, alto sax or bass sax, Barney Bigard on clarinet or tenor sax, Fred Guy on guitar, Wellman Broad on string bass, Sonny Greer on drums, and the vocal is by Ivy Anderson. So let's listen then. First, I'm Coming Virginia, the Paul Whiteman version from 1927, and then I'm Satisfied, what it sounds to me a copy of I'm Coming Virginia by Duke Ellington in 1933.
I'm coming, Virginia, I'm coming to stay. Don't hold it again, dear, or run away. I've tried to forget you, but I found I'm all wrong. Need your bright southern moon, once more I'll croon that dear old mammy tune. And if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home. We'll be right back.
was to be at your side. In all the bliss I ever want to find, I'm satisfied deep in your arms to hide and feel the kiss that brings me peace of mind. Am I contented when I'm with you? Yes, indeed. Your me is all the food and drink I need. The world is wide and will drift with the tide. Just as long as you're mine, I'm satisfied.
Let's return to the juxtapositions. I would like to play two versions of Sweet Sue, Just You. The first by Paul Wildman and his orchestra, recorded on September 18, 1928. And let me read to you what Randy Sankey says about this recording. Sweet Sue has always been regarded as a classic Biederbeck solo, and for that reason, many die-hard Bix fans have suffered innumerable times through the overblown concert arrangement. The arrangement is credited to Bill Challis, but the only jazz influence it has is in the six bars leading up to Bix's chorus. This solo is a true gem of flawless construction. And we'll follow that with the Louis Armstrong version from April 26, 1933, with Louis on trumpet and vocal, Elmer Whitlock and Zilmer Randolph on trumpets, Keck Johnson on trombones, Scoville Brown, George Oldham on clarinet or alto sax, Albert Bud Johnson on clarinet or tenor sax, Teddy Wilson on piano, Mike McKendrick on banjo or guitar, Bill Autumn on bass, and Harry Dial on drums. The vocal here is not only by Louis Armstrong, but also by Albert Johnson. So let's listen then to two versions of Sweet Sue. First, the Paul Whiteman symphonic arrangement of 1929, and then the Louis Armstrong arrangement from 1933.
Thank you. moon above, know the reason why, sweet truth, dear truth. No one else is seeing salvation like me, and without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet truth, just you.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are swinging Sweet Sue for you this evening, and we are featuring two real good old choruses, and the second one is none other than the Viper's Anguish. We're going to swing upon you, and my little tenor man, old Geek Mouth Bud Johnson, going to sing the chorus for you. Look at you, look at you. But I've done fun. Get a load of this Viper's language.
Iwe iwe siwa iwe biwa.
Star above.
Ni wo di bi bi wa ni wa ni wo.
You're the one I love.
Siwe siwu.
Siwe siwu.
Jiwe jiwu.
You mean just you.
Iwe iwe miwu niwa piwa.
In the moon up high.
Ni wo di bi 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 da bi bi ni bi wa.
Knows the reason why.
Siwe siwu.
He said sweet siwu.
I will complete the juxtapositions by playing two versions of Copenhagen. First, from May 6, 1924, the Wolverine Orchestra with Dick Voynoe on piano, Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Al Gandy on trombone, Jimmy Hartwell on clarinet or alto sax, George Johnson on tenor sax, Bob Gillette on banjo, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, and Vic Moore on drums. I will follow that version with the one recorded by Fletcher Henderson about 5 months later on October 30, 1924, with Fletcher Henderson on piano, Howard Scott, Elmer Chambers, and Louis Armstrong on trumpets, Charlie Green on trombone, Buster Billy on clarinet and alto and soprano saxophones, Don Redman on alto saxophone and clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone and clarinet, Charlie Dixon on banjo, Bob Escudero on tuba, and the Kaiser Marshall on drums. So let's listen to Copenhagen in 1924. First, the Wolverines, then the Fletcher Henderson Orchestra.
Thank you.
A bit of an abrupt ending there, but Copenhagen is such a great tune, isn't it? Well, I would like to play one side from a CD by modern musicians. These are a bunch of guys from Chile. When I was at the Bix Festival last July, Mr. Abdon Somoza gave me a couple of CDs of Chilean musicians. This one was recorded on August 5th, 1986, by a group called La Nouvelle Orléans Jazz Band. It has Roberto Lecaros on cornet and violin, Alfredo Espinoza on alto sax, G.F. Gebler on clarinet and soprano sax, Jorge León on banjo, Daniel Abances on tuba, and Santiago Aldunate on percussion. This was recorded live at the jazz club in Santiago, and therefore there is a little bit of background noise, but don't let that disturb you. These musicians are pretty good, so listen to them. The Nouvelle Orléans Jazz Band from Chile in 1986. By the way, the tune is Careless Love.
Thank you.
yeah, these guys are okay, especially the soprano saxophone player I thought was pretty good. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haynes saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
Yeah.